The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
Many people, cooking at home can feel repetitive, using the same ingredients, the same recipes, the same routines. But Chef Mark Moriarty says understanding just a few simple techniques can completely change the way we cook and the way we eat. He's built a career around making high-level cooking practical and accessible. And he's here to talk to me not just about cooking, but about his whole entrepreneurial life. Mark, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Nice to be with you on a Saturday.
How many irons in the fire do you have at the moment?
I have a few. I made a conscious decision, I suppose, about 10 years ago that I didn't want to solely end up working in a restaurant for my whole life. And it's a long way to retirement in a kitchen when you're, I suppose, 23 years of age.
Yeah.
But I was very interested in, obviously, food and the restaurant world. But I liked talking about food. I liked networking. And I liked the whole brand of food. And I think everyone can resonate with food because we all have to eat it every single day.
So if you look at the career path of a young chef, he or she will go in as some sort of pot washer, I suppose,
I'd say,
at the beginning. Yeah. And then you work your way up and you become a sous chef and all the rest of it until you're the boss.
Mm.
And then the challenge is you open your own place and then you're employing people and you've got your VAT and your PRSI and then you might have the Michelin star inspectors come along sniffing around and checking how many knives and forks you supply and what the quality of your linen is, never mind the food.
Money, money, money.
No, but it changes from something you love to do.
Yeah.
To something maybe that becomes onerous.
And what happens is the food and the actual creativity becomes literally the last thing you have to think about because the whole structure of the business has to fit around it. Now, there's a lot of negative talk on the restaurant industry at the moment and the model and the structure. You can still be successful. We do it very well here in Ireland, particularly during the summer in the sort of on the West Coast and then Dublin throughout the year because we are still a big European capital city. But what I'm finding is if you're going to do it, you either go very, very high end for a small amount of people or you go mass volume doing potentially one product and you open a load of venues. And I think it's people who try to do something in the middle and it's the neighborhood restaurants trying to offer good quality product, a good value is where the real squeeze is. So I've decided essentially in the last 10 years, well, do you know what? I'm going to go down the sort of media route. So we have everything from the TV shows. The new season starts on Monday. We have cookbooks. We have podcasts. We have Irish Times columns at the weekends. I work with a number of large scale brands, not just as a brand ambassador, but actually behind the scenes on how food is presented. I worked with a large drinks company for 5 years while I also worked in the Greenhouse restaurant as a sous chef in Dublin. And I've no problem doing the hours, but I enjoy the fact that I'm my own boss.
Okay, and you're tired all the time.
I think it's a great energy to
trying to do all of that. Yeah, but there are deadlines for podcasts, deadlines for the TV show. It's got to be done and finished, done and dusted. Tell us about the TV show. What's the theme this time?
Theme is Cook Like a Chef. As always with any of my sort of media work between the TV shows and the cookbooks and all that, it has to do a couple of things. The recipes generally have to be able to be produced in 25 to 30 minutes. They have to have ingredients that you either have in your fridge as you're sitting there listening or watching me, or you know where they are in the supermarket. And they have to be a minimum amount of wash up. So that's how I always start off designing the recipes for the show. So this year we have 7 episodes. So we took 7 core ingredients. So we've got chicken, beef, lamb, tomatoes, mushrooms, potatoes. I can't remember the last one. I think that's only 6. And we said, these are the ingredients that people are already buying. I took them from the Kantar statistics of supermarkets in Ireland. And we're going to show you 3 new ways in each episode of how to cook them. And as well as that, we're going to show you how they're produced by some of the higher quality producers in each bracket.
Okay, so 25 minutes, that's the promise.
That is the promise with most of the recipes, yeah. Now, 25 minutes in terms of your actual hard labour. Now, the oven might be doing the work for maybe an hour and a half in between for some of the slow braises. But again, I always think of, we've started a family in the last few years after we got married and the time just becomes minimal and you put all the work on top of that and a lot of families. Or my dad, who can't cook to save his life, what could he actually do? So all the recipes are based around that target
audience. So is there a dad test? Do you say, look, okay, this is what's going to happen. Now you do it.
Pretty much. So take, for example, on Monday night, I think chicken is our opening episode.
Okay.
So we've got chicken breast, a whole chicken, and then the last dish we do is we use all the leftovers. So with the chicken breast, to make it go a little bit further, we just bash it out with a rolling pin in between a piece of baking parchment, which you can throw in the bin. We breadcrumb it to make it go a little bit further, and we serve it with a Caesar salad, and we show you how to make your own Caesar dressing. Now, you can take a couple of elements. You can do the chicken the way I
or
do
you can
it.
Buy the Caesar.
Or you can just buy the Caesar dressing.
Buy the Caesar.
And then we have a chicken pan pie and then a classic chicken chasseur where you just throw it all in a pot with loads of flavour, throw it into the oven, clean down, and basically your dinner comes out of the oven an hour later.
Sounds great. Sounds great. So I might even try that myself.
It's like any business. Keep it simple.
I know if Kathy's listening, she'd want me to try it myself.
Well, do you cook?
I don't really, because she's so good. That's my story.
That's a lazy excuse.
Anyway, long promised and maybe to be delivered based on what you're going to teach me next Monday night. Now, what else? The podcast?
Podcast. So we have Roast with Mark Moriarty. It's wherever you can get your podcasts. So this was another... I enjoy talking about food. And I think there's notable people out there that we all know from their various strains of work. So what we do is we interview them about their life, but through questions around food. So you haven't responded to the emails yet. We haven't got you on. But if we did get you on eventually, it would be, we all know what you do here at News Talk, but do you go do the shopping? What's the worst meal you've ever had in your
life?
You're
getting me into such trouble at the moment by these remarks. Okay, so that's the podcast and different guests every week talking about their foodie life and other things.
From all walks of life.
Yeah. Now, tell me about Dead Rabbit.
The Dead Rabbit is the most awarded bar in the world.
Where is it exactly?
It's based in New York. So it was set up by Jack McGarry back 13 years ago. Became the world's number one bar on the world's prestigious World's 50 Best list 2 years in a row in the last decade. And what they attempt to do is showcase modern Irish culture to a 21st century US audience. So the original bar, their HQ, is the Dead Rabbit in Manhattan. They've expanded to Austin. There's another place opening in New York. They're looking at Atlanta with the Irish exit. And I am their chef partner. So I built a relationship over the last few years. We brought some of the best Irish chefs over to cook in New York. And now I look after their day-to-day menus. And what we're trying to do is flip the narrative of the stereotypical Irish bar on its head for an American audience. And it gives me that sort of leg into the US.
I mean, there's still that attitude that Irish food is either stew or corned beef and cabbage.
Yeah, and I think there's...
And they sell it in a lot of Irish bars, don't they? They actually play on that stereotype.
And we sell it as well, but we flipped it on its head. So instead of serving just a pie and mash, we've done a dingle pie where we take braised lamb shank and do it properly. We take bacon and cabbage, we turn it into a beautiful croquette with sour cabbage through it. We put it through a caper mayo. We've taken the spice bag and put that on. It's served on plates created by people in Ireland. The whole place is designed with photography from the best photographers in Ireland. So you walk in, I'm still shocked that people get off the flight into JFK and come straight to the Dead Rabbit. And you're getting a real sense of what's actually happening in Ireland, which is we are at the cutting edge of hospitality. And always have been, just haven't been noted for it.
And the ingredients, are they actually all imported from Ireland?
Where we can, we've got Kerrygold butter, we've got Irish lamb, we've got curry sauce. And then we obviously have to use a small bit from the American art as well, from a cost perspective. But it's something I would encourage everyone to check out. I love working with the team. The management team there are all a lot of Irish people who've flown in and made America their home. And they're only expanding. And hopefully now in a couple of years, you're going to see lots of different Dead Rabbits across the US where you can get a real sense of top quality 21st century Irish hospitality.
Okay, so this is a mixture of the two things you were talking about earlier, you know, the high-end food and the franchise idea.
Absolutely. They seem to do it very, very well. They have the volume and the quality knocked out. And that's just the food perspective. They serve some of the best drinks in the world. They have one of the best cocktail bars in the world upstairs. And you can go in and get what I think is the best pint of Guinness in New York on Water Street in the Dead Rabbit.
And probably get the best whiskey at about, you know, $200 a shot, that kind of thing as well.
No, not quite. They still do a really good Irish coffee. Again, it's all about accessible luxury is my phrase.
Now, beside the podcast and the new TV show and the Dead Rabbit, there's also a cookbook on the way.
Yeah, we're just putting the finishing touches to a cookbook. So we're going to be announcing the title in July. I think it'll be out in the autumn. We're shooting the cover of it. I'll be getting my makeup and my glad rags on Monday. We also have a HQ, a studio, a bricks and mortar coming later this summer. We're announcing all the details of that later this month, where you'll actually be able to come and book in and eat my food and finally have a restaurant, but in the Mark Moriarty way. We've another baby on the way later in the summer, just to throw into the mix. So it's all go.
All go. And are you doing any demos, at any of the festivals throughout the summer?
No, I will be at Bloom in my capacity as the M&S brand ambassador in a couple of weeks. And once we have the studio open, that will sort of take up a lot of my time in the second half of the year. And then
I'm trying to work you to death.
Well, who knows? That's 2026 done then, and then we still get to play a bit of golf on a Sunday. Who knows? We might have a couple more venues on the way in the next few years, and there's always the American piece as well to do a bit of travel. So
very good. Text coming in. I bought Mark Moriarty Seasons Cookbook. It is superb. The recipes are fantastic, and my wife loves them. That's according to Kevin. And lots more compliments coming in. Mark Moriarty, chef, entrepreneur, and much more. Thank you very much.
Thanks
for joining us on the program. And don't forget that the program starts on Monday.
Monday night, 8 p.m, RT1.
RT1. Thanks very much, Mark.
The Pat Kenny Show. Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.